This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I appreciate the gesture, and at some point this morning, we probably won't have time, but maybe rejoin-wise, audio eulogy for Rick Davies, the founding member, lead singer, keyboardist in Supertramp.
Supertramp.
Passed away at the age of 81. Wow. On Friday.
Good so, life.
Obscure office reference on Supertramp, Curtis?
I don't know.
Anybody? Shime, anybody?
I got it, yeah.
What?
Goodbye, Toby.
Goodbye, Toby.
Oh, yeah, when he went to Costa Rica.
Yeah, it's a Supertramp song.
Oh, I had no idea.
Goodbye, Stranger.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. And don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive event. It is going on right now. You can find out where your local authorized Subaru retailer is when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So I will preface this by saying I have a feeling that someone like Curtis, if he was about 20 years old, would tell me this is copium. But this is what I'm hearing, and maybe I'm not seeing it clearly. Maybe I'm not hearing it clearly. But I have now listened to Vrabel post game and with you guys, and it feels as though to me he has taken a couple indirect shots in the direction of Josh McDaniels, with the way in which they quote unquote create space, the run game, the unbalancedness of the 46 dropback passes in a game that was one possession for 95% of it. And so to me, it felt as though, and I watching the game, I was very upset with the way Josh McDaniels was calling the game. I thought he was utilizing.
Of course you were.
No, I mean, let me finish.
Okay.
I felt as though there was way too much Ramondre Stevenson. There was not enough, even just handoffs to Travion Henderson. He was averaging 5 yards a carry when they were actually handing the ball to him. And so I just felt like there was a very unbalanced approach to the offense that I didn't think was necessary. It put Drake in bad spots, and you end up getting an interception when, you know, Max Crosby's in his grill. I thought the offensive line was fine. Like, I didn't think they were great. I didn't think they were the worst I've ever seen. They were definitely worse at times last year. I just thought the play calling was atrocious. I mean, tosses to Ramondre Stevenson on 3rd and 1. Like, why are we throwing the ball backwards when you need to gain 1 yard? What are we doing? It's the dumbest stuff ever. This is what I was worried about. But when they hired Josh McDaniels, it feels like, to me, at least, Mike Vrabel has expressed some displeasure in the way in which they approached offense. And so, to me, that directly points at Josh McDaniels.
Josh loves the toss, though. I feel like we've
bro, been that toss on third and one is going to drive me up a wall.
Third and there are some points I agree with Shime on. I would like to see more of Travion Henderson on first down being the guy. I think the Stevenson project should be over. I would rather see Henderson, Gibson, than Stevenson. I mean, yeah. That's the way I would want to see it. I think Vrabel feels like, all right, we got to get this kid more involved. I mean, that's kind of what I thought when he talked about Travion Henderson.
I'm sorry. If you're Mike Vrabel and you're putting in the game plan and you don't like it, you speak up. Does he strike you as a shrinking violet?
No.
Like,
no,
I'm sorry. I understand. I am like Wiggy. There are things that Josh McDaniels does as a play caller that make me want to go insane.
Right.
Or I actually already am, so maybe even further. But the reality is that quarterbacks elevate all of those around them, especially coaches, where you'll see guys that have great quarterbacks and they're coordinators and they get a great job because of that quarterback. And then they go and suck at the team they're going to. So if Drake May is what Shime thinks he is, then Josh McDaniels can't ruin him because we saw what Josh McDaniels did with Mac Jones. In
his rookie
season.
I'm not saying he's ruining Drake May. I'm saying he's ruining the offense. Like, there needs to be a much more balanced approach.
Drake May ruined the offense yesterday far more than Josh McDaniels did.
Oh, I strongly disagree. Patently false.
Drake May has to. And there were plays in that offense where he had plenty of time. And I think even Vrabel talked about it. Overall, the offensive line did a decent job. There was a good pocket for him. He has to, because you don't have an elite playmaker, you don't have a DK Metcalf, you don't have a Jamar Chase, you don't have a Brock Bowers. So Drake May has to not only elevate his game, but he's got to elevate everything around
him. I would agree with you, but they're trying to take away one of the things that allows him to elevate games, which is allowing him to run the football. There were multiple times for the first, quarter, basically, I couldn't watch the game because I was here and then had to drive home. But when I was listening to it, like, there were multiple times I heard people go, oh yeah, there's nobody open. And like, he should then be able to run the football, but they don't want him to run the football. So if
there
you're
were
going
people
to limit
yesterday, if there were people open. Believe
at times,
me, I was,
but
I
not...
was up in a suite, sick brag, bro. I was watching the field. James had the binoculars going. There were receivers that were open all over the place.
Sure, at times, Curtis, but there were a lot of times that there weren't, and yet they still don't want him to run the football. And like, if you watch Josh Allen last night, at no point is Joe Brady ever going to say, yeah, don't scramble, don't move, don't try and create something. But they want him to just like sit in the pocket and do what Josh McDaniels tells him, which is limiting what he can do.
I literally thought that the quarterback in the Patriots had changed his number to 11 because not since Bledsoe did I see a lack of pocket presence like I saw in Drake May yesterday.
I don't know why they would tell him not to run. That's like that's part of your toolbox, the weapons that you have.
But clearly an emphasis. He only ran four times.
No, he would look at one receiver. He would be covered. Then he would go, then he'd run 2 yards and slide. That was the Drake May performance yesterday.
And I wonder,
Curtis, he only ran four times. So that literally only happened like twice.
So I wonder if
so how can it only happen twice if he ran four times?
Because he didn't slide every single... Oh, my God.
So, Shyam, I wonder if
you're
it's
so
like...
You're so sometimes.
I wonder if it's a combination of them of them saying,
thank
hey, be careful when you run.
You say I'm obese?
Physically.
Yes.
And then that kind of plays into his mind where he doesn't want to take off and run because maybe he's thinking about, they say, hey, you got to be careful when you do run. So I wonder if that's part of it because he has the athleticism that you would think that they would say, hey, if you have the opportunity to utilize your legs, let's take advantage of that.
Yeah. All right, Chime, thank you. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. And lots of leads left, so we'll get one from Curtis and one from Wiggy and one from Courtney and one from yours truly coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.